Decades ago, the Charlestown Outlet Center along Utica's Turner Street was a thriving shopping destination. The property is located in both Utica and the town of Frankfort. The line separating Oneida and Herkimer counties runs right through the middle of the building. Utica attorney Michael Cancilla bought the old complex in 2007. Working with developers, Cancilla had intended to bring the center back to life via funding from a Restore New York grant. Although plans entailed retail and residential possibilities, the project was sidetracked by environmental and safety issues. In 2008, buildings on the eastern side of the complex were being demolished. A Federal Environmental Protection Agency report revealed that the process was halted because the record did not possess the proper permits and hadn't taken proper safety precautions. An investigation determined the presence of PCBs and asbestos. Terry Kish with the EPA is the site's project manager.
The source of pollution was mostly the building itself. The buildings were full of asbestos and neglected over, a period of 20 or 30 years. People came in and turned over transformers to recover the precious metals inside, and the PCB oil inside was spilled out on the ground, and eventually Mother Nature took its course and the buildings fell down.
The EPA ordered cleanup at the site. Once site cleanup was finished, all activity ceased.
We completed the cleanup in December 2010. At that point, we shipped the rest of the asbestos-contaminated debris off of the site, and now we're not involved in the site there at all. The only thing we have ongoing is our cost recovery effort.
Except for occasional queries from local media, Frankfort supervisor Joseph Kinney says he hasn't heard anything about Charlestown for some time.
We've had no input with the town. The property's been under the review of the EPA. I'm aware of that, but that's about it. Obviously, we would welcome redevelopment, that's for sure, but, that remains to be seen on what the actual plans are, which we haven't seen anything yet.
Built in the early 1900s, the site served a variety of commercial uses. The Charlestown Center is perhaps best remembered from the time it was an outlet center, a magnet for bargain hunters. In the 1980s, shoppers were bussed in from Syracuse, Albany, and other cities. Neither Cancilla nor his partners, Massachusetts developers Kenneth Rocket and Richard DeRosas, were available for comment. Cancilla did tell the Utica Observer-Dispatch that no matter how long he has to wait, he still intends to turn the vacant property into a commercial and residential development. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.